Okay, in any event, Parshas Behar, Shnas Tavshin. Vayidaber Hashem and Moshe Behar Sinai Leimor. Hashem spoke at Sinai Leimor, and He gave over the laws of Shemitah. Parish Rashi, Manin Shemitah Yitzhar Sinai, the famous Rashi. Why? Of course, everything was given at Har Sinai. Why here does it say Har Sinai? Elo kolam etzavar mesinai, elo ma shmita nemu kolam etzavar protosevati, that shmita we see within the Torah, it gives us every dikduk and pratim of the law. It's giving us every aspect and every detail of the law of shmita. It doesn't, even in Shabbos it hardly talks, but by shmita we have all these laws when it comes to shmita, that Torah Shebichtav is really highlighting all the laws. So for all the laws was given at Har Sinai, with all the pratim dukdem, that even though that in the Torah itself we don't see that the details were given, or maybe they were given later in Devarim when Mishnah Torah, when Moshe was given, or maybe it was only given in Torah Shebaal Peh, that this is what Moshe Rabbeinu taught. But we see that Shemitah was given over in an extensive way, so all the mitzvahs were given in an extensive way during Har Sinai. Obviously, the Eish Kodesh is not going to go into this, but the Sfasem is a beautiful piece about why does Shemitah become the paradigm of mitzvahs given in Har Sinai. Obviously, so when you learn something from some, when you learn one thing from another, that thing that you're learning from becomes like the headquarters. So Shemitah becomes the headquarters of Sinai. That's a different story.
Mitzvah given at Har Sinai.
Right. So you have to really think about what's the connection that Shemitah should teach onto all the other mitzvahs. What's so essential about Shemitah? We're not going to talk about that. Now, but some food for thought. We're looking at this Sfas Emes. Ki shir momer mikodem beis pa'amim ani ledodi v'dodi li. It says two times, ani ledodi v'dodi li. I am to my beloved is to me. There's a relationship. If I am to my beloved to me. If I will be loving to you, you'll be loving to me. There's a relationship. It says twice. V'achar kach, and then there's a very similar pasuk, but it doesn't end anyway. Ani ledodi, it doesn't say v'dodi li anymore. What does it say? V'alai chukaso, that Hashem's longing will be on me. Shalpi pshuto, ha'etzoch mikodem lomar v'alai chukaso, chukaso levada shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu alai, v'achachak v'dodi li. It says really it should be v'alai chukaso, that Hashem pours His love on me, and then I am to Hashem. Right? Because who's the weaker one in this relationship? I am. Therefore Hashem pours His great love onto me, I will be to Hashem. Why is it that I am to the beloved and Hashem pours Shalobachukasu Ragam Vidodi who is Barakli? I'm not 100% sure exactly what the question means.
Oh, so it's the order, he's saying the order is swish. First it should, because to say Vidodi Li you have to have a certain amount of strength.
Right.
So, and that comes before.
Who's the Ani Ledodi? Hashem is saying, I am my beloved. Hashem is saying,
Ani Ledodi, Vidodi Li.
And my beloved is to me.
So, first Hashem should have the Chukato.
Huh?
He's saying that first you should have the Chukato.
Oh, so what we're saying Hashem for? Okay, that's it, very good. Ani Ledodi is Hashem saying, I am to my beloved, which is Am Yisrael, and then, because I share love on Am Yisrael, Hashem back. But in the other ones, it's Ani Ledodi Va'alai Chukaso. So there we start. Ani Ledodi, this is man. Ani Ledodi is I'm to beloved. And Hashem has a great Chukah unto me. Maybe. Aval Kishis Yisraeli knows in his Atzon L'Kadosh Baruch Hu. When a Jewish person gives himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as Hashem Roy Och Hashem Kivyochol Yitin his Atzon love. Even though he's not Roy that Hashem Kivyochol will give himself to man, the Ein who is Baruch Mishtoki Glav, and Hashem does not desire this person. He's not the most desirable person to Hashem. Komakum Nosin is Atalav Bishvila Krisis Brisa Mahobos Vimonu Bikabal Sator. Hashem gives to this person, that's Ani Ledodi V'Dodi Li. Okay, you know, this person not so deserving, but listen, he's giving himself to me, and I'll give back. I know this person, he's my beloved. He's the sons of Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, and I'll give back. That's Ani Ledodi V'Dodi Li two times. But on the third time, one time, two times, he screams out, I am to my beloved. He's throwing himself at Hashem. Hashem doesn't come close to him because out of an intellectual idea of like, oh, this is my sons, Avram Yitzchak, and I promise Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov that your children will be my children, so I love this person. Rather, it's like this like automatic v'chukosayalo, which is greater, it's more of emotional. V'chukosayalo is like emotional. It breaks all barriers.
It's also not Anila Dodi Vidodi Li, it's like parallel, it's like a robot.
Right.
Dodi Li. Here it's like you're distinguishing something.
Right. The will is coming so from man that it's not only more reciprocating. Okay, Vidodi Li. It's like this unbelievable light chukasom. Shkam Rotum Shoga Lisha Yisrael Prati Azad Hashem wants this person. He doesn't only look, okay, fine, I'll love you back. No, he like takes over the person. We'll skip that line for now. Vine Kashiyas Israel Khasakhalil Bitsara. I'm Israel, God forbid, a tsara. Prop Kazarzu, and specifically this tsara that we're living through now, is already in the Warsaw Ghetto, 1940. He knew what was happening. Right? The worst didn't hit yet, but he clearly saw what was happening. Shiroim Shalohim Ba'atsam. When we realize that there's nothing else but a Kadosh Baruch Hu can save us. Where are the Americans? Where are they? Where are the Poles? They're not coming. Only a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore we give all of our heart. We forgot about, who was the President? Roosevelt? Truman?
Roosevelt.
We forgot about Roosevelt. Forget it. He's finished. So who are we going to rely to save us? The Poles! Forget about them. Ukrainians, Russians, in the end the Russians came in, but they didn't think about the Russians at that point. So there's only Hashem left. When we're in Eitzar, we have to realize what kind of situation we're in. And how are we davening Hashem to save us? Hashem, save us. Why? Because I want to daven to you. I want to be Osik B'Torah again. I want the mikvahs to be open again. I want to serve you, Hashem. You know, we're not dealing with Shotim saying, oh, Hashem, please save us and we'll do business again. Please save us. He said, we also need a Yeshua to do business. We also want to do business. We also want to go back to have a good meal. But that's not the main reason. But don't be mekavet to Hashem for these reasons. Be mekavet to Hashem to learn Torah, to go to the mikvah, to have tefillah. V'atzorish Hashem anashav to lo al zeh hayim. Tzichu mishtoku liyeshua kidei shenuchu la'ovdom od yosem mishtokin. We have to be mishtoku to Hashem. Why do we want a Yeshua? Because we want to serve you even more. It's so hard to serve you under these conditions. Right. Again, for me to say this is nothing big deal. But he's saying this.
Because everyone around him is probably like, you know,
right,
starving, they're davening for their next piece of bread. He says, forget about davening for your wimpy piece of bread.
Right.
You know, davening for what, you know, what counts. It's
right.
Hard to say.
Right. And this is the idea that we said that even when they're in Mitzrayim, they're eating mar. Zerem showed him time called him Shiatun Misham Tzon Lechomar. The whole mar is to remember the bitterness when we're in Mitzrayim. So why in Mitzrayim himself they have to remember the bitterness? They live through the bitterness. Why have mar? Oh, it's so hot. It's, oh my God, my tears are coming to me. They had their own tears that they were being what word am I looking for? So oppressed. The reason why they are giving tomorrow, that look at this, life is so bitter now. It's so bitter now, meaning it's easy to say, oh, life is so bitter in Mitzrayim, you know, in the year 2014, and have a little mar, and this is hot, you know, remember there was some mar, like it. But it's hard to be in the mar and eat the mar. says, eat the tzaras, he says. Take it. And this is his whole message throughout the thing. You don't see him talking about hating Nazis or anything. Take the tzaras and learn to serve Hashem with it. Ad kidekach, they were eating the mor in Mitzrayim. Take it. Hey, Nyeshvara, so there's a very important line. I'm not sure how it fits into this whole piece of it. Hey, Nyeshvara, Hashem, Shechosh, Bekirim, Leymar. Machatasi, there's some people think, what did I sin against you? Ma kabelat, what can I take upon myself more? Do I not put on tefillin? I put on tefillin. I keep Shabbos. What am I doing wrong here? This is a main line, guys. Underline it 10,000 times. Do we put on tefillin? How do I put on tefillin? How do I daven? What do I do on Shabbos to enjoy Shabbos? How do I oskek b'Torah? Do I just read very quickly through and that's it? Or my oskek b'Torah? It's not only just about doing it, it's how are you doing it. Because we know that by the Gemara and Shabbos, by Har Sinai, that Hashem put the mountain on top of the people, and he said, if you keep the Torah good, and if you don't, I'm going to drop this mountain on you. The Medrash Tanchuma says, what was Hashem forcing them for? On Torah Shabbat Peh. Torah Shabbat, they said Nasa v'Nishma. Torah Shabbat Peh, they need to be forced for. Avshakvarik dimu Nasa v'Nishma v'Nishishba arbe diktukim. They said Nasa v'Nishma on the big parts. But maybe the diktukim, I'll put on tefillin. But the diktukim and tefillin, come on, what's the difference? It's a little white. It's not all black. It's a little bit less square. It's okay. No. The covenant I could use is the diktukim. That was in Teshuvah. V'yev shalom shal Torah shabal peh mefreshes al mitzvah satorah shechtav ha-kavon ha-shu tzach lit kavon ha-magagis. Gizeh Torah shabichtav keich zeh nikim nikayim v'ayel l'chol l'osa yedecha. He said, without Torah shabal peh, how do we mikayim Torah shabichtav? For example, it says, v'ayel l'chol l'osa yedecha. It should be a sign in your hand. And Chazan learned out, v'moy v'shacham mitorah shabal peh, and they have to explain, oh, it's talking about the left hand. Right, yeah, Kehan, it goes through a whole thing. Without the Torah Shabbat, we don't know what to do. Veich amu nasa v'nesha, b'lo p'shat shalem, el alegzeiz v'rchokos v'rsifo chacham v'kavan sh'kafalem. For him, eichak bodo hazeh. The kafalem g'akikis were like the gzeiris of the rabbis. The far-reaching gzeir, like, oh, come on, please. We really have to listen to that? Yeah, kafalem g'akikis. Chiniz v'sorim ha-kadosh k'numan b'marashah, he quotes the marashah, even though that there's no schar for mitzvahs in this world, most of the schar is how we do the mitzvah. At what length do we do the mitzvah? How we can get schar for olam hazeh. Okay, now he gets back. Shemitah, and that's why by Shemitah where it talks about all the details, does it say from Sinai, Har Sinai, Kavan HaPratim, that when Hashem put Har Sinai on top of us, it was all on the Pratim, all in the little details. Kshi Yishmu Gam HaPratim as a term of Ticha Sheshim Tizor Sadecha. And when we keep the Pratim, Hashem gives a promise. 6 years, your field will grow, and your vineyards will grow, and you'll bring in your Tfua. Shatiyel Chasode Kerim V'tahava V'tizbel Lechem Chotuv Kaze Gam Ba'yelmo Notin Tzchar, because we get Tzchar for how we keep the mitzvah in this world. Therefore, what does Rashi mean? That we teach that Sinai, Hashem taught all the pratim and diktukim, that Hashem taught at Sinai, that it's so important about how we do the mitzvah. Someone once told me, a person was very good with their hands, they looked like a real handyman. Wasn't religious, but not, he's like, oh, come on, give me a break. You know, who cares if it's a little like this? I forgot what mitzvah we're talking about. And if it's a little like that, well, you think God cares if it's a little bit off or whatever it is? Come on. So I said, okay, you do handiwork. Let's say this piece of wood, let's put it in the kitchen, let's put this marble in the kitchen. So, but it's a centimeter off. I don't care. I'm not a kitchen man. So I said, who cares? A centimeter off, who cares? You, who's a kitchen man, a centimeter off, that's crazy. No. And in anybody's profession, the tailor, he's so careful about every little stitch. And me, like, I'll just skip a stitch. Because I don't know what I'm doing. He does know what he's doing. So he said, you're going to tell me halacha? Okay, the string's a little bit ripped. And then, you think God really cares about that? Of course God cares about it, because it's a mitzvah. And this is our work in this world. So of course, what we don't care about means we don't know about it. Right? You go, baseball cards. I don't know anything about baseball cards. But if I go to a baseball card collector and I start throwing out cards, or like, I go like this to a car, I take a card and like, I'm squeezing it, like, flipping. He's like, no, don't flip it. Like, why? He's like, you can't have a crease in it. Who cares about the crease? You know, you see the card. So the person who values it, don't do that. The person who doesn't value it, I don't. So if we want to value mitzvos, we have to look at all the pratim v'tukkeim, like in Shemitah, that the Torah is giving all the pratim v'tukkeim. That's how we have to keep mitzvos. That was what we learned at Sinai. Not just accept the Torah. That was Nasa v'nishma. But the second stage is, how do you accept the Torah?